97.4 Cool FM, your number one hit music station. 8:09 on the Peace Nod and Breakfast Show. Morning, everybody. Some Kelly Clarkson coming up. Our very special guest joins us this morning. For once live in the studio, Miss Zoe Salmon.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Very well, thank you. You don't need to try and change your accent or anything like that. You know what, I have to say that to you. You don't change your accent, which I find really, really nice. You know how some people disappear across the water and then try to speak all slowly and put on
a different
voice.
When you first move over there, though, you have to. Because I lived over there for 10 years. And whenever I first moved over, people couldn't understand what I was saying because you're talking so fast. And like, sorry, say that again.
If I went to England now, people couldn't understand me because I know I speak really fast.
I have to say, I would never change my accent in the way that I speak because I've always spoken like this and agree with you. Mm. I don't like it when people change it. I'm like, what do you like? Why are you doing that? But I have to admit that I did sort of slow it down a bit because it just had to be more clear. But apart from slowing it down a bit, I haven't actually changed.
No,
the
not
accent,
at all.
So.
I remember a friend of mine from school. We left in upper sixth, obviously, end of A levels, went to Nottingham. He came home at Halloween and had a totally different accent.
Oh, no, you see that wrecked
me. What's that all about? Anyway,
Muppet.
Listen, congratulations. Thank you. I love that. Congratulations on Dancing on Ice.
Thank you very much.
We were all gutted you didn't make the final.
Oh, man, never mind. Okay, it was brilliant to have got to the quarterfinal stage. Honestly, I never dreamt that I would have got that far. So thanks to all the listeners who had been, you know, tuning in every Sunday night and keeping an eye in the competition to that stage.
But on the quality of dancing, you should have been in the final.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, you know, it's the nature of the beast, isn't it? You know, you just never know what way the voting's going to go. So
and I was really pleased because Jason, nasty old Jason, turned around and said that, you know, he thought that you should have been in the final as well. Did that really big you up a bit?
Oh, it did. Do you know what? It really made me think, oh, that's lovely, because, you know, when you've got the support of the judges, because sometimes you think, oh, they think you're a bit rubbish, but, you know, for the most controversial judge, if you like, to have turned around and said that, yeah, it did really massage the ego. I was like, yeah, I was robbed.
What's he like in real life? Is he nice?
Yeah, do you know what? He's always been really, really nice to me. And in fact, even when I did my exit interview on This Morning, he came in wearing this beautiful big yellow daffodil. And I said, oh, that's a nice flower you're wearing today. And he said, oh, it's a little ode to you, because when you left the show last night, you got given a big bouquet of yellow flowers. And I just thought, oh, I really love you. You're so nice and thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone to that effort at, what, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, so he's always been really nice to me. So I can only really judge him in the way he's treated me. And I mean, I know that on the show, he sort of hams it up a bit and, you know, says things that are controversial with some contestants. But actually, I have never been on the receiving end of anything negative from him, really, that hasn't been constructive. So I've just been quite fortunate.
Now, last time you were on the show, we discussed Ray Quinn. And obviously, he won the show, which was fantastic. Uh-huh. And I think the right person on the night won.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And I remember turning around to you and saying, whenever he had, it was the week you had to have all the props. And
yes,
he actually dropped his, would he drop his hat?
Yeah, he dropped his hat.
And I was like, secretly, you know, did you... were you like going yes when he dropped his hat? But obviously you weren't saying that at all. You know, everyone seems really supportive. Is that still the same even after the show? Because obviously there's a wee bit. I mean, Roxanne Pallett came on to This Morning and had said a few different bits and bobs, and I sort of thought I was really annoyed at her.
I mean, the thing is, we are all friends. So when that happened, you know, my initial reaction was, oh, I thought we were all friends. It was disappointing. But I mean, generally, I have to say that there is a massive support, you know, for everyone. And everyone wants just everyone else to go out there and do the best job that they can do, because we've all fallen and had injuries. And, you know, no one wants anyone to go through that pain unnecessarily, you know. So we're just all root for each other to go out there and, you know, be the best that we can all be. And yeah, I mean, I think with, you know, people like Ray dropping the hat, it just goes to show that we're all human. And even
exactly,
when we're out there, we're not invincible. You know, we only have a few days to rehearse these things, and, you know, accidents can still happen. I mean, yesterday I trained for nearly 10 hours and I fell 4 times as if it was my first day, you know. So you can never get complacent and think, oh, I've been training now for months, you know, I'll not fall anymore. You do still fall and really hurt yourself.
With the tour coming up, are you excited about it?
I'm so excited. I honestly cannot wait to come to Belfast to the Odyssey Arena. I'm gonna feel like a big pop star or something, you know, when you just play to so many people. And it's great because, you know, I've loved doing the show on TV, so to actually come and, you know, do it in front of thousands of people, it's just so exciting. And to do it, you know, in Belfast and to finish the tour off in Belfast, I really can't wait. So it's gonna be a great 4 days. The 1st of May we come over and we're here until the 4th, so it's nice said it's over bank holiday, you know, weekend there as well.
Good news for everyone, actually, who can't get tickets for it, because there is an extra date, Monday the 4th of May at the Odyssey. Tickets are on sale, dancingonicetour.co.uk. That is the address to go to on the old interweb to get all the details on the tickets. Now, Zoe, I have loads of other things to ask you. Life after Blue Peter, life after Dancing on Ice, and of course the FHM photo shoot, which we're coming to next. It's 8:14, bright, round, sunny today. Your high 10 degrees Celsius. Our special guest Zoe Salmon's live in the studio. We'll speak more to her shortly. First up, Kelly Clarkson. You're waking up with a Pete Snodden breakfast show at 10. Our lovely special guest Zoe Salmon's in this morning. Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
You know what? You look so bright and awake for this time of the morning.
Oh, it's all the hair and makeup, honestly. You should have seen me about an hour ago. Scary.
What time are you up at this morning to come in and do the programme?
I got up at 6.
You were up at 6 o'clock? Yeah. You're nuts. You're instead 20 minutes up the road.
I know, but I need to get up and get awake and, you know, go for a jog. Only joking, no.
I was going to say, I'm going to jog this morning.
I don't like those people that get up before work and, I don't know, walk the dog and do something really energetic. It's like, how can you do that?
You see, whenever you're on Dancing on Ice, and they always introduced you as the Blue Peter Daredevil.
Yes.
And you've moved on so much from Blue Peter now. The fact that everyone keeps referring to it, does that annoy you?
Oh, no, because I think at the end of the day, I do still owe my whole career to, you know, Blue Peter. That's where I started off. You know, prior to that, I was a lawyer. I didn't have any TV presenting experience. So being at Blue Peter was, you know, like a university degree in TV presenting for me. So I learned everything there. And essentially, you know, I only left really a matter of months ago, so went straight from that, you know, did a couple of shows then to Dancing on Ice, so it's still very fresh in people's mind. I mean, I can imagine in 10 years time, maybe if I was still in the industry and people referred to it, you know, it might be a bit weird, but it's still very fresh, you know, that I've come off it, and I'm very proud of it, you know.
Absolutely. Firm Britain's left this morning. You going for the gig?
I'd love it. I couldn't think of anything nicer than just to sit there on that sofa with a big cup of tea every morning and have a wee chat with celebs and you know, and local people and, you know, all the rest. That'd be nice.
I could see you in a silver fox every day. It would make me worry. I would go home early from work and stuff like that.
One beer guarantee.
8:19 now. Kirsty's got the headlines.
Yeah, we'll have full news of four men.
Sometimes you can't make it on your own from you too. You're waking up with the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. 8:28 for Monday. Bright, dry and sunny today. Your high 10 degrees Celsius. Hopefully you're all right. We're joined by our very special guest live in the studio, Miss Zoe Salmon.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Now, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Honestly, couldn't wait.
Now, Dancing on Ice has come to an end on the TV. The tour's taken over. What's going to happen after the tour's finished?
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure if I'll be keeping up the ice skating. People always ask me, are you going to keep it up? But the thing is, I'm one of these maniacs that unless I go to the gym with friends, I can't go. So unless Matt was with me every day, you know, to throw me about and spin me, I wouldn't be able to do it because I just end up going around in Donald Ice Bowl, like going around in circles and circles. I want someone to throw me and lift me and do all those things. So I mean, I don't know, maybe I'll go the odd time. But apart from that, you know, obviously hoping just to stay and presenting, and you know, I've got a few things in the pipeline, the good old pipeline's bursting with ideas. So we'll just have to wait and see if they all come into fruition. So watch this space.
Now, whenever you were Miss Northern Ireland and getting to Miss Northern Ireland, and you had to do your swimwear bit and you had to get photographed in your lingerie and all that sort of stuff, and at the time I'm sure that was quite sort of nerve-wracking, but you went with it, you became Miss Northern Ireland, you did all your photo shoots and stuff. Then you obviously went into TV, into the kids' TV thing, and then FHM come rapping at your door. How hard is it to make the decision whether to go and do a lads mic shoot or not?
Well, I turned down magazines like that for quite a long time, actually. Connie and I were constantly being asked when we run Blue Peter, but I just didn't think it was appropriate. But now I haven't left Blue Peter and, you know, gone on to do something like Dancing on Ice, where every week, I mean, you don't really wear very much on the ice, you know, so I was like, all right, okay then. And I agreed to do it on the basis that, look, I want to do it my way and I want to do it tastefully, and I hope that when people look at it, that's what they think. And, you know, because I'm not one of those girls, you know, that, you know, does Page 3 or glamour modelling, and that's fine if people want to do that, but you know, it's never been me. I've always been a bit sort of more prudish than that, so yeah, I hope that people, you know, if they see the shit, think that it's me. It's, you know, I tried to stay true to myself.
Well yeah, absolutely, the photographs look great, and you're right in what you said, it's very tastefully done.
Thank you very much.
I haven't seen them, but you're mentioning Connie, and I saw Connie on the front of a magazine the other day as well in some, I don't know what your poses were like, but it was, she was covered up,
yeah,
but it was you know, it was nice.
Yeah, because...
now she's away from the Blue Peter, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a coincidence we both ended up doing it at the same time because I did my shoot first and I was on the phone to her and she said, oh, I can't believe you did it, you know. And I said, oh, no, but the thing is, Con, it's okay. You can actually stay fully clothed. I work. Like, don't worry. I said, I'm not, you know, naked or anything. You know, I actually end up wearing less on a Saturday night, I think, compared to some of the things in that I wear in the shit. So she said, right, okay, I'll do it too. So we both ended up doing it.
Very good.
So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Brilliant stuff. So listen, you're over, back again at home. You still love coming home, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I get so excited. I really do. And it's great. And I actually feel sorry for Northern Ireland when the Dancing and Ice lot come over in May, because I swear, Ray, Quinn and Jessica, and in fact, everybody, we've now got a tour slogan, which is, how are you? They all try and do my Northern Irish accent and it is just quite hideous. So they're going to love coming over and listening to the accent. But I love coming home and, you know, hearing the accent and everything and all our wee sayings, and it's great.
I think this text this morning really sums it up. Pete, can you say hi to Zoe from Phyllis and Portadown? She was the best by far in Dancing on Ice.
Aww,
like you, Pete, I voted 6 or more times every week. She's done Northern Ireland proud. Go, Zoe, go.
Oh, thank you so much, Phyllis. That's lovely. And actually, I've got a wee one here from, who's it from? It's from Connor McDonald in Lurgan. He says, please ask me to say congratulations. Congratulations to you. You came second in Strictly Come Dancing in St. Anthony's Craig Avon last night. So thanks for that. That's great.
And congratulations to you. Okay, so you're back in the country. Friday the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May. Oh, and also Monday the 4th as well. Tickets are on sale for that event now. Dancing Ice Tour, tour.co.uk. I've been asked very nicely enough. What sort of word is that? I've been asked, which is really, really, really nice, okay, to actually be a guest judge on the Friday night.
Yay! And so, are you going to say yes? Are you going to accept
it? I'm going to accept it, and you're guaranteed a 6. You don't even need to perform, you're guaranteed a 6.
Oh my goodness, I love it, because honestly, I'm up against really amazing skaters like Suzanne Shaw and Kieran Bracken, you know, past previous champions, and the chances of me ever getting to do the Bolero on the tour are probably quite slim, but I'm just hoping that when I come to Belfast, you know, everyone gets behind me
you're
nice.
You're bound to do it in Belfast.
Oh, if I don't, I never will. So,
because the audience can vote as well. It's just like watching the programme.
Yeah, the way it works is that, the audience can use their mobile phones to text vote, mm-hmm. and that gets joined in with the judges' votes as well to get the overall 2 that will skate the Bolero and then decide the winner.
So we need to get Zoe down there to do the Bolero.
Absolutely.
Please,
please.
I'm
desperate.
So, listen, best of luck with the tour. We'll see you on the tour, and best of luck after the tour, and keep in touch with us, and you're very welcome anytime you come back to the country.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely being here. Thank you.
Zoe Salmon, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Thank you.